It's my absolute pleasure to introduce to you, listeners, Jeff Rowe. He is the Chief Executive Officer of Aged and Disability Advocacy Australia, and it's known as ADA. Good morning, Jeff, and welcome.
Good morning, Rosemary. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I think, Jeff, that when we received the paperwork came through, we thought, we've got to talk about this because this is a pretty incredible issue right now, and it has always been, but with last year's, a lot of information was about last year, and with COVID-19, I think it's something that we need to discuss. So I'm going to hand over to you, if you don't mind, Jeff, and you can tell us a little bit about what ADA is all about.
Thanks, Rosemary. Look, ADA is an advocacy service, so we support both older people and people with a disability who have issues with their service provider or have issues more generally, to have their voice heard. And I guess what we mean by that is that we often hear the current generation of older Australians as being called the Grateful Generation. They're a generation that's grown up through the war. They've learnt not to complain, and they're generally very grateful for what they get. And so when things turn bad, they're often reluctant to complain. Sometimes it's because of that cultural thing. Sometimes it's because they're fearful of retribution, and that's certainly, you know, one of the things that we hear in aged care. Or they don't know how to. So essentially our advocates stand beside the older person to help them raise and resolve those issues that they have, you know, within their aged care provider. And as you said, at this time of COVID, we've seen aged care facilities, the term's being used is locked down. So older people have had no visitors or few visitors. And while there's an expectation that people get access to, still get access to their family members, we're finding that, you know, because of people's lack of comfort with the use of technology, or the unavailability of that technology within that environment, that we're hearing about a lot of older people who are just not having contact with their family, despite, you know, their family visiting, you know, previously on a daily basis. So it is really concerning. You know, one of the things that we talk about also in aged care is, we see that people can be asked to check in their rights when they check into aged care. So what I mean by that is that, you know, essentially older people have the same rights as every other member of the community. But for some reason, it seems that we as a society perhaps don't value the rights of older people as much as we should. And if we're realistic about it, all of us are aging. All of us are, you know, we hope to get old. And we certainly don't want our quality of life to change or change markedly. So, you know, access to advocacy services is one mechanism where, you know, older people can be supported to express their rights and ensure that their rights are maintained, even at crazy times like we're currently at with COVID-19.
Jeff, just on that, and I appreciate everything you've said, but, you know, we've heard so many horrible things that are going on in aged care homes. Do the families of these older people know that they can come to you people and, you know, they can bypass the heads of their particular aged care facility and come straight to you with their problems?
One of my frustrations is that people don't know about it, don't know the service. And our service is free.
Yep.
It's independent of aged care. It's independent of government, but it is funded by government, much to their credit. So, you know, one of the things that having the opportunity of speaking to you and your listeners is to let them know that ADA exists, that if they've got concerns, that we're there and we're available. And we have I'd describe it as the world's simplest 1-800 number. Our number is 1-800-700-600. So, you know, if your listeners are concerned or you know, they have a family member that may benefit from some support through ADA Australia, we're more than happy to, you know, to receive a call and to see what we can do to help.
Yeah.
I think of concern I know in conversations with the previous Minister for Aged Care, Ken White, he often quoted the figure that 40% of people in residential aged care have no visitors.
Yep.
They have no contact with family members. So that's a real vulnerability itself. But, you know, I guess I'm also wanting to say there's probably a thousand things I'd love to say to you this morning, but I know we've only got a few minutes.
Yeah.
But often when we talk about aged care, we think about nursing homes.
Yep.
There are something like 1.3 million Australians that receive an aged care service, and a lot of those services occur within the home or within a community setting. So only something like about 230,000 Australians actually use residential aged care each year. So it's important when we think about aged care and support. It's not just support when you're in a nursing home. It's also about support, you know, around the services that you're getting in your home at the moment. And again, one of the things we've seen with COVID is that some of the in-home or the community support that's historically been provided to older people has been around social support, maintaining networks.
Yep.
With COVID and lockdowns and social distancing, that has disappeared very quickly. Service providers have pulled back. And so one of the things that we've been doing is offering a callback service, so checking on people who have either said, I don't want someone in my home because I'm scared of, you know, I don't want an aged care worker coming into my home because I'm scared I'm going to catch COVID-19. Or the service provider is saying, you know, we can't guarantee a safe workplace, so we're withdrawing services. And that's really wrong. I mean, now more than ever, older and vulnerable Australians need a connection, you know, with the community outside to make sure that they're safe, you know, for their own mental health. I mean, you know, human beings at the end of the day are a social being, so we've all struggled with the, you know, with the restrictions associated with COVID-19.
Jeff, could I just ask you to hang 10 with me a little bit? I think this information is too important to cut it free, but I do have some commitments that I must do. Would that be putting you too much at risk? Yeah.
No, happy
would
to
just
do that.
Stay with me, please.
Thank you.
Jeff. So, look, we stopped there because I need to do what I had to.
Oh, yeah. But, no, you're fine.
It's terribly important that we get this message out about this ADA, but also you were speaking about the cleaners coming in and the older person being scared of this. How can they feel a little bit more confident? And I know that a lot of the cleaners are promising to be able to do the very best they can, but they don't have a lot of the equipment that they need because, you know, they don't have it, firstly, because it's not available. It's only available to the frontline people. So how can our aged care people feel a little bit more comfortable in their own homes with cleaners coming in?
Look, I think that one of the most important things is that people understand as much as they can about COVID-19, understand in terms of how it's transmitted, but more so, you know, what protections that people can take. I think there's been a lot of fear, you know, across the community and potentially rightfully so. But if we look now at the, you know, number of cases, I think, you know, the number of active cases in Queensland is down to 3. You know, we continue to have 0 days. So, you know, while that fear may have been very real, I was going to say several weeks ago, I mean, this has now been going for almost 3 months. You know, that fear is less so. But again, you know, if someone would like to talk that through, you know, ADA is more than happy to take a call and to talk through those concerns. If that, you know, cleaning support is coming through the aged care system, then again, we can help negotiate and make sure that, you know, that care and that support that's being brought into the home is safe for the older person.
Okay.
And certainly a number of aged care providers have used the PPEs, that's personal protective equipment, you know, whether that's masks or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the things that we've seen, I mean, I have had the, I don't know that you'd call it fortune, but I've certainly had the opportunity of being involved with the New March response, and that's that aged care facility in Sydney with, you know, where I think it was 18
people
died, and, you know, 60 to 70 residents and staff were infected.
Mm.
And there have been a lot of learnings out of that, you know, about infection control, about how we respond, how we get in there quickly. Then, you know, we saw a few weeks ago in Rockhampton, yes, a similar situation where a staff person tested positive and they'd worked five shifts. That's how New March House started.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got the call on the Friday to say this has happened in Lockie, I was very fearful. But we saw Queensland Health just jump in there, boots and all, and respond with infection control. And, you know, as we all know, the outcome there was no residents ended up catching COVID-19. Mm-hmm. There was no transmission across residents or staff. And it's now back to business as usual. So, you know, as a society, you know, there's a lot we still don't know about COVID-19, but there is a lot that we do know, and we do know how to manage infection and control. So I think, you know, some of the fear that your listeners might be experiencing certainly was warranted, you know, 10 weeks, 12 weeks ago. Is it warranted now? Absolutely less so. You know, we know what to do to minimise the spread.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because our older people are the ones that are more susceptible to to dying with this disease.
Absolutely, yeah. We know that because of, it's not just old people, and I think that's one of the myths that we do need to bust. Mm. Something like 40% of people who have caught COVID have been in that 20 to 40 year age group.
Okay.
So it's not just an older person's, disease, but we do know that older people's immune systems are less, don't work as well.
That's right.
as a younger person. So when they do get it, yes, you're right, the chances of them getting a severe case is higher. Care is absolutely number one. And when we look at around aged care, what organisations like ourselves and others have done with the aged care sector have developed an access code for visiting aged care. So trying to strike that balance, where people who are in residential aged care are able to have visitors and are able to still be kept safe. If people follow those sort of pattern of procedures, they really minimise the risk while still having contact with the outside world. I mean, my fear is that when people shut themselves off, you know, they're almost more vulnerable.
Yes.
Than when they continue to have contact. Maybe not of catching COVID-19, but, you know, we have heard some awful stories where, you know, people haven't been able to get the support that they need or that their mental health really suffers, because that's not how we're designed as human beings to be.
Okay. Jeff, I just felt it important that we let these people know, because not that I would be in a situation to know about Ada, but let the people know. Give me that phone number again, the 1-800.
It's 1-800-700-600.
Good one.
Yeah.
I'll mention that once or twice. And it is quite wonderful listening to you, because in 2018 you were awarded the prestigious Paul Tees Churchill Fellowship, which allowed you to go and examine world's best practice. So we're hearing it from the person that has been out there and seen it on the ground, Jeff. So thank you very much for your time today, and I do really appreciate you staying online so that we could honour some of the commitments that we have to our sponsors. So lovely speaking with you, and yep, I'll be certainly letting people know that they can contact your area if there are any questions that need to be answered. Thanks
Many
for your
thanks,
time.
Rosemary, lovely. And happy to talk anytime.
Lovely. Yeah. Thanks very much, Jeff. Bye-bye now. And that was Jeff Rowe, and Jeff is the Chief Executive Officer of Aged and Disability Advocacy Australia. Number that Jeff gave us was 1-800-700-600. Put it in your phone, and if you need to use it, please do, because he and his department are the people that you need to speak to. So we want to stop that aged care problem that was advertised so much last year. And with COVID-19, we need to be a little bit careful as well.